This is Radio Kate at the Belfast Media Festival, and I have called Frank Ash, who is a creative consultant at the BBC Academy. He's just done a session called Sell It. Do you want to just briefly explain what your session was about?
Yes, it was a whistle-stop tour of what are the key elements of a great pitch when you're verbally pitching to controllers or commissioners, and it was also to give them an idea of quite a disciplined process of how to make sure that they maximise the potential of their ideas and have every chance of getting a sale.
So a whistle-stop tour that you did in about an hour. We've got about 5 minutes, so okay. I'm not quite sure what we describe that as, a whirlwind, a rush through. What are the sort of top tips that you would give people?
Well, I think the key point that I was trying to make was to say that you should spend as much time as you possibly can in development of beginning to think about what is the best way to sell this idea and make it come alive, particularly, if you like, the difference between a written treatment, which you have plenty of time to write and rewrite, and the one opportunity you get in a short space of maybe only 2 minutes to be able to make the big selling points, the key ideas, and the story above all come alive, to engage the listener and make them begin to feel there's something really exciting here, potentially, for their audiences.
So, for experienced pitchers, they'll have an idea of what that kind of first meeting will be like with the commissioner. If you've never done anything like that, what sort of things should you expect, and what are the kind of tick list of things that you should include in that sort of formal personal pitch?
Well, during my session, I took them through a number of key questions that anybody that you're pitching an idea to would want answered. Needless to say, and it sounds perhaps a little banal, but right at the top is, what exactly is this? What is it that you're selling? That absolute focus, the big key selling point right at the beginning. You need to give your audience, your listener, a real sense of the story and how you're going to tell it. You need to give them perhaps some background information, some research, but without too much. Don't go into too much detail. You need to give them a sense of what the big story engages are. Is it drama? Is it conflict? Is it the wild visuals? Is it the contributors, the characters themselves? What is it that, if you like, projecting yourself forward to transmitting this programme, if you get a green light, is going to excite the audience? What might they be talking about the next day? And if you can think about that and include that in the pitch, you've got a fighting chance.
And are there any things that people often trip over, sort of easy mistakes that people just kind of overlook and cause them problems?
I think the fundamental mistake is people thinking that the pitch itself has to include everything, including the kitchen sink. And I have every empathy. The reason they do it is because if you developed an idea, you've lived with it, you've loved it for as long as people do in development, you know almost too much about it. And you feel you've got to get your listener to understand every nuance, every individual sequence, all the background information and research. I think you need to be very, very clear in your own mind to say that actually, when somebody goes into pitching mode and you're listening to what they're saying, you probably only retain one or two key messages. So therefore, correspondingly, when you're thinking about how you prepare your pitch, think in advance, what are the two big must-have messages which I want to be memorable, that they're going to retain and is going to excite them, rather than throwing everything at it.
But there would be some instances where you have an idea that maybe the beauty is in some of the detail, and boiling it down to a headline might not really capture the spirit of it. Like, how do you kind of overcome something like that?
Well, I think the short answer is you must, however hard, find a way of encapsulating that idea into as few words as possible. If you like, it's the copywriter's art. It's how advertising companies work. However complex the idea is, you mustn't deliver it as complexity, because all then that your audience or listener will think about is, this idea is impossible. If I don't understand it, my audience hasn't got a chance. So you need to really think long and hard. And I would put money on the fact you could sell anything, a full-length feature film, in one clear, winning, exciting, intriguing sentence.
That's quite a hard challenge, but one, I guess, that's very important. We're hearing more and more about social media and interaction and this kind of buzzword of 360-degree commissioning.
Yep.
How important is it to kind of express that to a commissioner who might not necessarily be familiar with some of these new tools and technologies?
I think it is very important, but on the other hand, one needs to be quite judicial and say, is it that every piece of linear content that you're selling should always necessarily be accompanied by, if you like, the 360-degree wraparound? I think there's lots of examples where linear programme makers have mistakenly thought, if we say right at the end of the pitch, and it might have multi-platform potential, I'm going to think I've heard this a million times and I actually don't really believe it. I think you need to be clear in your own mind, and it might very well be that your sale should start, the pitch should start, if you really believe that this is something that could play out in a million number of different ways right at the stop of the pitch. It may even be that sometimes you come up with ideas that actually you begin to think this would be better if it wasn't a linear offering at all, but rather that actually it should start on a website, that actually social networking was a better way of using the audience experience and the user experience, and it might actually come alive in that way. I think you need to be clear in your own mind in development rather than just use it as a sort of bolt-on to a linear concept.
Yeah, I think that's something. Well, I've done work in broadcasting and in social media, and I've very often seen people trip over and go, oh, yes, well, and Twitter, that's going to solve all the problems of the world.
Absolutely.
No, it's not. So you're saying, basically, if it is that important and it does make a difference to the programme, it should be up there in your top two headlines.
It should be, if you like, part of the unique selling point, the big idea that you're going to put right at the top of your pitch.
Okay. And how long should you spend, you know, from developing an idea and developing your face-to-face pitch?
I think, actually, that you should start thinking about the pitch across the entire development process. It's a wonderful tool, even at an early stage of development, to actually begin to think about, how do we sell this? The more you rehearse your pitch earlier, the better it's going to be. But one of the biggest faults is people leaving all of the pitching to right at the fag end of the development process, maybe the day before they're going to pitch it. Guard it with your life. Take it seriously. But also, the earlier you start pitching and trying to sell the idea to people across development, it's a wonderful development tool. Because if you find it difficult to express some important consideration in terms of the pitch, it might say to you, this is giving us a new priority in terms of we need to find a way of answering this before we pitch it. So it's a great development tool.
And quite difficult times across the board for people. Does that make pitching even more difficult?
It makes it even more difficult and it makes it even more essential. And as I said before, and I can't help repeating this, there is nothing sadder than beautifully developed ideas badly sold. The sadness is you will never, if you get it wrong and can't find the best way to sell it and make your idea come alive, you'll never get the chance ever to submit that idea again. And that's a tragedy.
Wow, that does sound kind of sad, actually. I'm going to spend lots of time working on pitches and getting my ideas off the ground and hopefully in front of people. Thank you ever so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.